From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A day after releasing a statement announcing it was disbanding the Libyan Islamist government in Tripoli, reverse course, with the Prime Minister of the National Salvation Government urging his ministers to remain at their posts and not cede authority to a UN-backed unity government. The reason for the change is unclear, but may reflect a division within the ranks of the Tripoli regime. Zubair Iqbal is a resident scholar with the Washington-based Middle East Institute.
It's quite clear that some of the militias who were supporting the Salvation Government did not like the idea of folding up and accepting the UN-supported government, the management, Siraj management. And they're a fairly strong militia because they're the ones who provide protection to the movement of oil, crude oil, that Tripoli government sells.
The Tripoli-based authorities Tuesday said they were disbanding to cede authority to the unity government. The UN-backed Government of National Accord, headed by Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj, arrived at a Tripoli naval base last week. Libya has been in chaos since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed in 2011. Rival armed factions have spent the last 5 years trying to grab power and take control of Libya's lucrative oil industry. The Syrian army and its allies have launched a major counterattack on the village of Tel al-Ais, south of Aleppo, overrun earlier this week by al-Qaeda-linked rebels. The Syrian ground offensive is said to be backed by heavy and concentrated airstrikes. Pro-government forces have been bolstered by recent battlefield gains, including the recapture of the ancient city Palmyra from Islamic State fighters. The al-Qaeda affiliate, the Nusra Front, and the IS group are not covered by the country's cessation of hostilities, which went into effect 6 weeks ago. Proximity peace talks are set to resume in Geneva on Monday. This is VOA News.